Farm Bureau continues its push to repeal the death tax. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers and ranchers here in Tennessee and across the country have been urging Congress to finally put an end to the death tax. Michael Clements has more.
Legislation introduced in the House and Senate would repeal the death tax, a priority for Farm Bureau members. AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations Pat Wolf says this is a critical time for passing the legislation before Congress starts on comprehensive tax reform in April.
Legislation to repeal the death tax has been introduced in Congress. And it's important that is happening because Congress is about to write comprehensive tax reform. The legislation says repeal estate taxes, and we want that to be in the tax reform package.
Wolf says that while the estate tax exemption level of $5 million is beneficial, it does not help all farmers and ranchers.
Farmers and ranchers are worried about growing and going over that level. So we need to get rid of the tax once and for all. We don't need it hanging over people's heads, and we don't need farmers having to pay their attorneys to write them estate tax plans just in case.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers need to make their voice heard and tell Congress to repeal the death tax.
Farmers everywhere need to call their representatives and tell them to co-sponsor H.R. 631 or S-205, the bills to kill the death tax once and for all.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And no doubt farmers here in Tennessee are hopeful that this could be the year to finally put an end to the estate tax. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken.
Tennessee farmers feel that the estate tax, otherwise known as the death tax, is a very unfair tax and one that Tennessee Farm Bureau has been trying to get some relief for our farmers for a number of years.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.